Today's Kool Aid Football Podcast is sponsored by 2.go, a Madrid-based digital online marketing firm which specializes in pay-per-click advertising, such as Facebook ads and Google AdWords, as well as social media management in both Spanish and English languages. Check out their website for more information, 2.go.com. Update your business to version 2.go. Now, on to the podcast. Welcome, fellow Kool-Aids, to episode 30 of the Kool-Aid Football Podcast, the only weekly English podcast about Football Club Barcelona. I am your host, Gabriel Croa, recording here from Madrid. In this episode, we'll be reviewing the amazing game that was played last night, the Clásico here in Madrid in Estadio Bernabeu. We're going to just dissect the game. I'm going to tell you about my watching experience and just overall thoughts going forward. Wow, what a difference a week, couple days make. Getting eliminated from Champions League on Wednesday night was pretty depressing. It just didn't look like anything was bright, especially this being the most important week for Football Club Barcelona with Champions and obviously the Clásico. But lo and behold, you know, sometimes you just forget how amazing Messi is. And I mean, it never gets old because it's quite a treat just seeing the best player ever play in person. It's remarkable. He just took the game over last night and was just, I mean, was the total package. I mean, passing, moving, shooting, directing, just bloodied. I mean, he was all heart, you know, and that's what you love to see from Messi, you know. And if you looked at the highlights in the game, my favorite part where it was, you know, Messi scores, you know, your Barca's celebrating and you just see Ronaldo's reaction like a child, like a mad little boy. And I loved every minute of it. It's just like, that's the epitome of the comparison of Ronaldo and Messi, where where James scored the game tire, Messi was pissed, you know, you can obviously show up, but at the same time he knew that it wasn't over, and you know, just turned around and went back to the spot to get the play start. Whereas Ronaldo just, you know, he you could just tell he's just blaming everyone else, and you know, Ronaldo didn't do jack last night. I saw a funny meme today on Facebook. It said, did Ronaldo even play last night? Like, what? So yeah, so we're going to dive into the game, but before we do that, let's listen to the amazing audio highlights from the game last night.
Assisting in the other one, I mean, this is an example because it wasn't easy for him when he first arrived in Madrid, but I mean, it's a long time ago when you think about that now, but he's been a hell of a player this season.
But they are at full strength and they're a team at the moment. The big call for the referee, Ronaldo goes down.
About 12 yards away, and he didn't think so, and that's too strong for Marcelo. Out of play
position, Jordi Alba. Suarez has hung deep. Ooh, two for Real Madrid. Modric,
what a run
to Benzema. Benzema has a chance, but it was a
play from Modric, but should have done better, I think, Robin. I agree with you. Grip all.
Barcelona strike straight back, and this comes to Suarez. Back space, Benzema fighting for a position in the centre. Ronaldo, what big hand from Ter Stegen.
This is brilliant play from Cristiano Ronaldo. That's a great shot. And what a good save from Ter Stegen. He's been the busier of the two goalkeepers. Oh, he catches the elbow of Marcelo. It looks an accident, Rob, but it catches him plumb in the
fighting. Zoman Pique. Marcelo. Ter Stegen stays. It's Ramos, it's the post. Scrambled over the line. It's an unlikely hero. Casemiro. An ugly goal, but a goal of great beauty in the eyes of those Real Madrid supporters.
Yeah, it's his fourth goal, Rob. He scored already this season, but you can see when the cross comes in from Marcelo, they've not.
Lionel Messi Busquets. Rakitic leaves it for Messi. Messi full steam ahead. Brilliant! Lionel Messi! Hasn't scored in six Clásicos, but he's back to haunt Real Madrid.
Cut and thrust. Absolutely superb. Well, he's on his 46th goal now, Rob. And the little man does what he does best. Clever play.
Ronaldo demanding the ball. Now Modric. Shoot is the cry. It was some shot. Torres steals it off him. Messi. It's a slip from Ramos. Well, one back, but it's only to Lionel Messi. And Messi, well, tries to curl it in. He is convinced that he's not brilliant for Suarez. Alcacer makes the angle. Jordi Alba comes in, and well, he got a play of the first half. Rakitic right across the face, the goalkeeper's missed it. Oh, what an escape for Keylor Navas. He's had an excellent week, and we know what he can do as he dances with Rakitic. And a swinger from Kroos. Marcelo makes an excellent run. Benzema's in there. Oh, what a save by Ter Stegen. Cutting reflexes from the German.
Again.
Rakitic. Jordi Alba. Rakitic touch. Alcacer's big chance! Real Madrid. Oh, tremendous save. It's Piqué who threw himself at it.
Oh, that's it.
Digs it in. Ronaldo!
That's very interesting.
Asensio. It's the youngster. He's got a big chance here. Pass it on to Ronaldo! He wants the ground to swallow him up with the whole world watching.
Wow.
Not doing that. That's going to hurt him. Iniesta. Oh, and there's Suarez of Bale roll. Ronaldo makes an angle for him. Asensio! All went for the elements of surprise. Rakitic teases Real Madrid. Tries to find the gap. Rakitic!
Oh, what a goal.
Stunning goal! Patience pays off! And you can see what it means to Luis Enrique. Is the rock-like figure for Barcelona. Oh, it's a Messi. Oh, straight red. Ramos is off.
Goodness. I think he's right because he does go in two-footed, Rob. He's every right to set him off. That's a two-footed, that's a really rash challenge. And if he makes proper contact, he could have broke his leg.
I'll do my best. Oh, brilliant ball by Suarez. Andre Gomes. Piqué's in the centre-forward position. Piqué! This informed him. Messi! Hits with hope. Brilliant run!
Oh,
tremendous
goal! Goodness.
It is James Rodriguez who does write his name in the history books!
Well, you said it, Rob, 2 minutes ago. 10-man Real Madrid, 5 minutes to go.
Cuts inside. James doesn't get it. Gets it now from Ronaldo. James across. Barcelona scrambling. Oh. On the pitch. Asensio! Ter Stegen.
Still
a roll of the dice. Can they hit the jackpot? Gomez. Jordi Alba. Lionel Messi!
Oh, my goodness!
Lionel Messi does it again! He's superhuman! Oh. Lionel Messi has just exploded La Liga into life! Another chapter in the incredible story of this little man.
Oh my goodness, you cannot write the script for this, Rob. This is unbelievable stuff. Look at the faces of the Real Madrid fans and the Real Madrid players. Unbelievable. It's blown the league wide open.
His 500th goal for Barcelona.
Gomes looking for the overlap. Alba inside. It's Messi!
From Messi, beautiful counter-attack, all the pieces falling into place, Messi born in the crossfire hurricane, and he is jumping jack flash right here. Amazing football, the defenders are left with bees flying around him, and he cared not about the yellow card. Messi, you could drop a tarantula into his shorts and he'll still be cool. Demonic skill from Sergi. Picks the right pass out of of his pocket. Gomes leads it back. Jordi Alba sells it. Messi catapults it home. And again, if he's shown a Rorschach blot, he'd see goals all day. Indecently majestic football in the end to pull this out of the fire.
So those were the audio highlights from beIN Sports USA. Of course, you know how I love Ray Hudson and Phil Shane. Great on the call, especially with their passion. So let me tell you a little bit of my viewing experience. I don't know if I probably did mention on a couple podcasts before, but I found a bar in literally like one block away, maybe even like 100 meters from my flat, where they it's a new bar, and they have these, you know, the amazing curved HD TVs that you can, you know, practically see from any angle. And it was like the first I've ever seen here in Madrid or in Spain. So I started going there a couple games. But this is the thing, is that here in Spain, the partidazos, which is kind of like the main event games here, are usually Sunday night at 8:45. And this goddamn bar for the last two matches on Sunday nights have been closed. So they obviously close on Sundays, which to me is just mind blowing, because you know these are the most important games. So I just assumed they were going to be open, especially since it was El Clasico. So I go over there, closed. So that just throws everything off, because now you put all your eggs in the basket that you're going to go to this bar, watch the game, get a seat, you plan for it. And so just, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to this other bar next to my flat. They had a sandwich board that I posted the picture on the Facebook page that they were showing the game. So I went there, walked in. It wasn't too busy, walked in, but I quickly realized it was a completely Real Madrid bar, which is fine. I have no problem being in a Real Madrid bar. I'm respectful. So I had a couple friends meet us. We were watching the game. Obviously, Madrid scored first, then Barca tied, then Barca went ahead 2-1. Then obviously, James scored. And then the last minute, like, there was this guy next to me with his girlfriend, and they were just like, I just remember, it was just like, it's so funny, like, watching games with people who, you know, obviously your arch rival, you know, it's just like their point of view is so, it just seems so skewed. Obviously, you know, every play Madrid got fouled for, it was the ref's fault, you know, and it was like all this stuff. And I just couldn't take it anymore, because it was like the last 5 minutes, he was just like swearing at Barcelona, just really rude and crude. And then when Messi scored, I just yelled, and I just was like, and my favorite part here, especially in Spain, because not everyone speaks English, is speaking English when sports moments happen. So I was just like, I think I just screamed out, "That's how you do it," or something like that. And the guy like turned around, because I wasn't wearing anything Barca, but when I did that, he was like, "Oh, this guy's Barca." And I just like went to the TV and like almost gave like a virtual high five. It was pretty funny. And everyone in the bar was so pissed. It was so great. It was like one of those moments I'd love doing in Madrid bar. So that was my viewing experience. Obviously, I wasn't able to watch it on a curved HD TV. It was a decent TV. So it was overall just a good experience watching the game there, especially with all the, there must have been like six kids there with James' jerseys. I was like, "Yo, kid, that guy doesn't even play." I'm just kidding. So anyway, so let's break down the game. The game was obviously played here in Madrid, in the Estadio Santiago Bernabéu. Like I said, it was, you know, the city was abuzz. It's an amazing atmosphere when it's Clásico weekend. Everyone's talking about it. The newspapers are all writing about it. I mean, it's unavoidable, which is awesome, and it consumes the whole city. Every bar is showing the game. Everyone kind of knows to watch it, even if you're not a football fan. It's almost like a mini Super Bowl. So a lot of women just go just for the social aspect of it. And the best part about the football matches, it's only 2 hours long, so it's a very minimal time commitment. Went to the bar to watch the game with my friends. Good times. So let's break down the game. So a couple thoughts first. Again, like I said, the top, Messi just out of his mind. This was like one of those games where you just like top five games ever played. I would say one of the other ones was another Clásico, the Champions League semifinal, where he single-handedly beat Mourinho's Real Madrid with those two epic goals that he did. You could put that up there. He was all over the place passing. Like I said, passing. They were just like egging him on. They bloodied him. and he just didn't give a F. You know, he just kept going, and he just had such a great game. And it was really great to see just the, you know, obviously scoring, especially after the two shutouts against Juventus, and just overall playing like shit lately. To see them change. And you know, I have to give, you know, as much as grief as given of Lucho, the couple past podcasts, he made a great tactical change. He put Alcacer and Suarez as two forwards up at the top, which gave space for Messi to move around. Because now with the two center forwards up the middle, the defense couldn't cheat up to the middle, and it gave Messi a lot of room to work. And obviously, with his dribbling ability and passing and vision, he was just able to pick apart. obviously, Suarez wasn't able to score. He had some opportunities. He just needs to get back to like a cheapy goal to get back his confidence. But he played pretty well. He had some good opportunities, especially on the last goal. If you watch it, he basically kind of boxed out his defender to leave a window for Messi to shoot through, which is like one of those kind of things like you never see it except on slow-mo. It's really impressive to see how he knew Messi was going to shoot, and just the way he like turned and posted his player so that his defender couldn't even get through and had this perfect window for Messi to shoot. It's pretty nice. Again, Paco Alcacer played pretty well. He had some good chances. He had a good opportunity to score. Got saved by Navas. But mainly, in the beginning of the match, when they give the formations, it said 4-3-3, but it really wasn't a 4-3. It was almost like a hybrid 4-4-2 type of thing. You know, giving this type of formation, Rakitic looked amazing. How good does Sergio Roberto look in this formation? Like, it's something about the Clásicos that he just plays really well, especially on that last goal when he just, like I told my friend, I was like, coast to coast, the Peter Putter toast. Like, he just, on that last goal, he just took it to Marcelo. He just, oh my God, it was such a thing of beauty. Just watching how the distance he goes from the corner of the field all the way to basically the opposite corner, evading defenders, and just like the perfect touches he had to evade them and just keep going. And then just gave the pass to Gomez. We'll talk about it more in a second. But Sergio Roberto had a great performance. But unfortunately, the defense did not play very well, giving up two goals again. You know, I know that the defense is always going to have liability issues, but they should not be able to give up that goal with 10 men down. I mean, the goal is just a simple kind of where James comes from the inside to the out, and no one marks him. Busquets gets to him late, and he scores. So, again, the defense, liability. Let's see, Ter Stegen. Ter Stegen played amazing. Both goalkeepers played great. Again, there were so many shots on goal. It was a really exciting match. You know, previous Clásicos with Mourinho and Pep, there's always been a lot of drama, and it's just been really rough and ugly football. And this was really an amazing match to watch, because usually when these giants get together, they don't want to lose and they don't really press that much. But this game was just back and forth, and which was very entertaining for everyone. Again, I have here in my notes, Ramos. Is this guy serious? Ramos. I heard a stat today. I think it was on, I don't remember where it was, but it's in all his Clásicos, he's been ejected in 5 of them. Like, are you kidding me? 5? Like, and I love how, like, when he does a tackle to Messi, first of all, it's a red card. I was talking to my Madrid friend. He's like, I don't think it was a red card. I was like, he came in with two legs and didn't even get the ball and tried to take out Messi's legs. Like, but like in almost like I'm gonna break his legs type of tackle. So that's just a red card. The ref was right there. I could have gone either way, you know, yellow or red. But since it was given red, I wouldn't disagree. Obviously, you heard. I don't know if you've seen the highlights or whatever, but a lot of the commentators agreed that it was a red card just because of the tackle. But Ramos is like one of those players, like. Especially like in that play, like Messi was going to get the ball and he was 65 yards away from goal, like no danger to do anything. All Ramos had to do was just step in front and just like shadow him and just kind of make him pass backwards and it would have been fine. But no, like he tries to take him out, gets a red card, puts Madrid back on 10. And so that, gave, you know, Barcelona obviously an advantage throughout the game. Who else? My friend Andres Gomez came back and played. I mean, I know he gave an assist, basically, like a hockey assist in the last goal. But again, like when he comes in, you never feel inspired. You never feel like he's this amazing super sub that's going to come in and do wonders. I still don't understand how this guy is still playing, but regardless, it is what it is, right? Like my friends there say, it is what it is. That's pretty much it, I guess, with, you know, PK and TT, they're a great pair. They play well together. They have control in the back. It's just those, you know, those minor moments, especially like in the first Madrid goal and the Marcelo cross, like, no one's man marking, and it's just remarkable. Like, these are professionals. Like, that's your one job to be like really great at, is just to follow the guys, and we're just terrible at it. Like, as a team, we just, our concentration on dead ball fouls is just awful. It's awful. Anyway, let's dive into the stats from the game. Let's first get into the starting lineups that played. For Barcelona was Ter Stegen, Pique, Alba, Sergio Alberto, Umtiti, Iniesta, Messi, Rakitic, Sergio Busquets, Suarez, and Paco Alcázar. And then for Real Madrid, Navas, Sergio Ramos, Marcelo, Nacho, Carvajal, Modric, Cruz, Casemiro, Ronaldo, Benzema, and Gareth Bale. Oh yeah, now that I remember from Madrid's point of view, but again, Bale got hurt again. You know, I don't know what the deal. I don't know if he's taking steroids or something, but he definitely has some steroid injury symptoms. Like, he always has like these tendon problems on his muscles and stuff. I mean, the guy needs to find a new physio or something, because whatever he's doing right now is not working. And it's a shame, because he's a world-class player, even though obviously I don't like Real Madrid, and he scares the shit out of me just because of how powerful and dangerous he can be. You know, he went out again, and that threw Madrid in their substitutions out early, as well as Casemiro. Casemiro could have been red carded on a couple of his tackles with accumulation of yellow, but again, they give Casemiro so much leeway, it's ridiculous. But regardless, you know, Barcelona was playing with 10 men. So let's dive into the stats from the game. So the general play, possession, obviously Barcelona had more possession with 57.5 to Real Madrid's 42.5. Interceptions, they're pretty even. Barcelona with 11, Madrid with 16. Offsides, Madrid had 6 to Barcelona's 2. Corner kicks, obviously a big disparity for Madrid. They had 7-4. And every time they have a corner, I get scared shitless, because the way they do their pick plays and the way they attack the ball in the air, and they obviously have a supreme height advantage over Barca. Every time it was a corner kick, I was like, oh God, it's going to, you know, you just kind of hold your breath and hopefully it's not a goal. So a lot of shots. It was, like I said, this game had a lot of action. Barcelona had total shots 16 and Madrid had 22. Shots on target, 9 for Barcelona and 14 for Madrid. So obviously a pretty good percentage for both teams. Obviously Madrid at the beginning of when they counterattack, obviously they're probably the most dangerous counterattacking team, just with their speed alone, you know. Barcelona's counterattack is more kind of methodical passing and speed, but Madrid is just pure speed from the get-go. Shots from outside the box, Barca had 8. Madrid had 9. Shots from inside the box, 8. For Barcelona, 13. So overall, pretty good attacking. You know, it was just with the way the formation set up and the way they had a lot of space, it just gave the game a lot of opportunity to go back and forth. So total passes, Barcelona had 539 total passes to Madrid's 390. Passing accuracy, we're both pretty high 80s, high 8%. Total crosses, again, Madrid with 20. I mean, like I said, every time, like, that's what I would do too. Like, if I was Madrid and I know that we're really great at heading, I would just throw everything from afar, just keep crossing. Barcelona had 9, obviously, pretty good. When I'm looking at the heat map, I mean, the heat map is pretty, what you would expect. It's up the middle and pinched in the middle. You can obviously kind of see where the two strikers were positioned. I really kind of enjoyed the formation, because I mean, obviously Alcácer and Suarez didn't score, but it just gave more space for Messi to kind of be behind them, whereas the defense couldn't cheat because there was two. And I'm curious to see now if they keep that with Neymar, just switching Neymar with Paco Alcácer, and see how that goes, just to kind of give a different dynamic. Obviously, Messi went to the right a little bit more too, which is always great, which I always like to see because it gives more balance to the attack instead of just up the middle and up. So let's take a look at the defensive statistics. Obviously, the red card for Ramos, two yellows for Barcelona, three for Madrid. Fouls wasn't too highly fouled game, 13 for Madrid, 8 for Barcelona. Clearances, Barcelona had 18 to 11 for Madrid, obviously related to the amount of crosses that Madrid had. And tackles, total tackles, 17 for Madrid, 12 for Barca. So that was pretty much it. Yeah, so overall, just a really solid performance for Barca. Obviously, to get the winner in the last minute obviously helps. You know, if we just got the tie, who knows how I'd be feeling right now. Like, do I think that there's, you know, that we still have a chance for the league? But obviously, we win. It just gives us, you know, confidence, especially since we only have 5 games left. We have no really midweek games to worry about, whereas Madrid has a pretty tough schedule. They have to play Valencia, Sevilla. They have the Champions semi, both games against Atletico, and they also have to make up to Vigo. So they have some room to slip up, as well as with Ramos missing this next game, they had to call up a center fielder from the Real Madrid B team. So he's going to be put into this fire. They have no defensive center right now based on injury and red card and so forth. So hopefully Real Madrid stumbles here. When I'm looking at the shots graph right now, pretty good balance of from the top of the box to the middle, which you'd like to see. It's not all left like when we used to have the typical 4-3, quote-unquote 4-3-3 with Neymar always on the left side of the field. So really good tactical plan. I mean, it's funny because like I said before, like I don't know if it's coming from the top that we have to continue this identity of 4-3-3, but you know, obviously maybe they said, you know, fuck it, like we got to win this game and do whatever you need to do to change the tactics, because finally it gave some light to the team. And I wonder now, like, if we would have played this formation, if it would have helped, because, you know, when you have two center forwards pressing up the middle like this, the defense has to respect the crosses, and not only that, but they cannot cheat forward, giving whoever is in the attacking midfield position a lot more space. So I wonder, you know, obviously we can never know now, but how they would have done against Juve with this type of formation with Neymar up there. Obviously, Paco Alcácer is a little bit more physical, so he kind of brings a little bit more physical force. But having Neymar up there, he plays up top for Brazil like that, and he does fine in a World Cup qualifying game. So I'm curious if they go forward with this, just the way, you know, Messi just has his thumbprint all over the game, and that's what you want. You don't want Messi, you know, not being as involved, and you know, he was fired up. So maybe this will give him, you know, these next 5 games, just, you know, more brilliance to see. So anyway, so let's get into the goals. So the first goal was scored in the 28th minute. It was scored by Casemiro. It was basically off a center from Marcelo. Just really poor marking. I think it was Ramos hits off the post, and then Casemiro just follows up the rebound because no one was paying attention. Nothing Ter Stegen could do. He went out there to take to block the shot, but Ronaldo and Ramos were both there. The next goal was scored by Messi. I mean, if you watch this in slow-mo, it's just ridiculous what this guy did on this play. Really nice play. Obviously, Messi started the play, gives the ball to Rakitic. Rakitic gives it back to him. And just his dribbling in tight corners, I mean, you really need to watch the replay. He makes Carvajal whiff on the ball, and that throws everything off balance because once he beats Carvajal, he's one-on-one with the keeper, and then he just slots it past the keeper. I mean, it's just amazing how good his control is. For example, I went to play football on Saturday, you know, and I've played my whole life, and I think I'm pretty decent, you know, and I'm playing out there, and I haven't played in like 8 months or something like this, and obviously it was just going out there to have fun and just like wanted to have touches and so forth. And it's like really apparent to me from the get go that it's going to be a rough game because my touch is off, my passing's off. You know, in your mind, you think you're better than you are. You know, like I remember I was like going, I was practicing my shot and I just like couldn't even do what I wanted to do. And it was just so agonizing. And so that just like even more when I see this like this goal with Messi where he just how quickly he dribbled through the defense and just kind of gets his shot off. It's just even more amazing. The next goal was scored by Rakitic in the 73rd minute. That gave Barca 2-1 lead. A really nice shot, left-footed shot from Rakitic. He got the ball off basically a ricochet. He faked the cross. The defender jumped up. He took it to his left foot and just hit a nice – it was almost like a fade. The keeper had no chance just because of the angle of where the ball was going. And it hit the side netting, just a really nice goal. And Rakitic, again, like, you know, I definitely think Rakitic is a good player. Definitely would put him in the starting 11 a lot. And it's just funny how, like, you can see the different tactical formations when Rakitic shines and when Rakitic looks lost. And obviously in this formation for this game, he stepped up. And I just generally think for Clasicos, he just plays – he's up for it more, and I think he really shows his talent. And, you know, he really is a talented midfielder that we have. We just have to put him in better positions to showcase his talents. And I wish actually he would shoot – more from distance because he does have the ability to shoot accurately from distance. Obviously, the next goal was scored in the 85th minute by James Rodriguez. You know, obviously, Marcelo took the ball and crossed it, and James took it and scored it through with a one timer. Again, really bad defending by Barcelona. Obviously, in this juncture of the game, trying to get the victory. The man marking should have been tighter. Obviously, Marcelo shouldn't have gotten to the ball. It's just, you know, I really think that Marcelo is, you know, obviously a top three left back in the world. But for me, every time he puts a center in there, he just has a way of just finding the people on his team to score, especially on those crosses with his left. It's just, it's a thing of beauty. I respect it a lot, but I just don't like him. He's just not my favorite player by any means. But you know, every time he gets the ball, it's a very dangerous situation most of the times. And obviously, the last goal was scored in the 92nd minute by the king Messi. Let's dissect the goal. So Roberto gets the ball from the corner, and he just takes it. I mean, just takes it, and the way he does it. And avoids Marcelo, and then obviously Marcelo should have fouled him, but he didn't. Roberto takes it all the way, showing his midfielder ability. You know, you forget that he's a really cool, I mean, that's how he started. He was a midfielder. So he has the pace, the control, and the vision to take the ball like that from a long distance. Takes it, gives it to Andres Gomez. Andres Gomez takes it for a little bit, waits for the overlap from Alba. Alba gives it to Alba, and Alba kind of, I mean, in a blink of an eye, he sees Messi coming around the corner, and he just lays it off for Messi. And like I said before, Suarez and Alcacer kind of give him a window, and he squeezes it through. And it's just a prototypical low Messi curved shot to the corner that's just you know, physically impossible for the keeper to reach just because of the angle, the pace of the ball, and the accuracy of the shot. And of course, it's just a game winner after they score. They blow the whistle, so obviously huge to get the 3 points. And yeah, so just overall, a really entertaining game. I mean, that's everything you want in a Clasico. I kind of didn't like the Clasicos with Mourinho because it was just always so much drama with the fouls and all the stuff and whatever. So anyway, so it's glad to see that it's kind of back to like just the football. Obviously, PK and Ramos still have their rivalry. When Ramos got sent off, he was mouthing off to PK about the refs and so forth. So yeah. So today I watched the sports show, obviously with the Madrid angle, and it's just curious just to always see, you know, how they interpret what happened. Obviously, they recognize. I mean, everyone's kind of recognized how great that game was for Messi, and just how great of a player he is in the moment. I'm also going to share the audio highlights from all the different Spanish radio calls and so forth, to share like the different radio calls here in Madrid, in Spain, actually. So it's interesting, like in the United States, when a radio station will have just rights to the game and the other radio stations won't be able to broadcast them. But that doesn't happen here in Spain. There's a lot of radio stations. It's basically based on your point of view, like who do you support, which announcer do you want to hear. Sometimes the announcers are in the studio and watching the game, and sometimes the announcers are at the game. So it's a whole unique kind of radio experience. So it's like almost who you support and who you want to hear, the people listen to that radio station. So there's like here in Spain, I think you can listen to the Clásico and like five or six different radio stations. So it's pretty crazy. So I'm going to add those calls at the end of the podcast. Let's get into the injury report. Obviously, Neymar is going to be coming back after this match. So that's good to have him back. I don't know if you saw his Snapchat. He was going pretty crazy with the goal, showing support. And it was actually really funny. If you follow Barcelona on Facebook, they took a picture in the locker room, and someone, I don't know who, but had Neymar on like on a video call, so his face is in the picture, like he's part of the team. It's quite funny. I thought it was pretty great. So obviously, looks like Messi got quite a knock. He's got a couple this past week. He got a head injury and teeth. I mean, wow, what a week, you know. And that's about it. The same injuries again. Jeremy Mathieu says here that it's ankle injury day to day, and then obviously Alex Vidal and Rafinha out for the season. So let's get to the to the La Liga table, which now, as the Spanish media like loves to always say, "I Liga," that means there is league. Doesn't really translate as well, but so Barcelona now is on top of the league. I never thought I would say that this season, but 75 points with the goal differential, they are ahead. Madrid with 75 as well, but they have a game in hand, as we said, the Celta Vigo game. That game just looms more and more important and scary and dangerous for Madrid, because you know now they have to sandwich that game in, you know, and that's what's really crazy. Atletico playing really well. They advanced to Champions semis, which is great. 68 points. Sevilla with 65, rounding out the fourth. Fifth and sixth, Villarreal. Real Sociedad with 57, 55 points. And, so that's the table, obviously, with Madrid playing these complicated games. We'll see how that pans out for Barcelona. If they can, they can finally take advantage of it after, you know, Madrid giving them six or seven different opportunities to take advantage. So the next game's coming up. So we have Barcelona playing in the new camp, April 26th. So that's a midweeker. That's Wednesday. Wednesday night here, 7:30. And then they play the Barcelona Derby against Espanyol. That's going to be at their stadium at the, I think it's the El Prat Stadium, I think it's called. That's going to be a Saturday night game, 8:45. So it's going to be a tough game. Espanyol always plays Barcelona tough. You know, they always try to give Barcelona a hard time, obviously being their neighbor and their rival, their in-city rival. And so, yeah, that should be, you know, Barcelona just needs to just win out. I mean, that's really, they need to win out. They can salvage La Liga and get this Copa del Rey final and get two more titles, which would be an amazing achievement considering the roller coaster that it's been this season. So that concludes this episode of the podcast. It was a great, great victory for Barcelona. You know, that's why you love sports. It's so unpredictable. It's so hard to predict the outcomes of everything, especially, you know, in the last couple of weeks. You know, I still would have loved to still be in Champions, but beating Madrid in the Bernabeu always is a great thing. So, again, visit our website at kulefp.com for our social media channels. Pass it along. Thanks for listening to the only weekly FC Barcelona podcast, Visca Barça.
Del Barça, André Gómez tiene el balón, se la da Jordi Alba, Jordi Alba a Messi, llega Messi, chuta, gol, 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 gol de Messi,
y
gol de Leo Messi, en el 92, marca Leo Messi, marcó Leo Messi, se quita la camiseta, el 10 del Barça, marca Messi en el 92, el primer jugador que tiene vigor, se llama Sergi Roberto, él solo en una carrera, rompe a 5, la pone a Jordi Alba atrás, y Messi mira, enseñando la camiseta, ve la amarilla, y marca el tercer gol del Barça, marca Messi, marca el Barça, Real Madrid 2, Barça 3,
uy, Suárez, marcó, y Carvajal.
El dios del fútbol, marcó Leo Messi.
Piqué, Busquet, tendrá una más el Barça, veremos, va a ser Sergio Roberto la última, si la cambia toda puede ser, si la cambia toda por la izquierda puede ser, si la cambia toda puede ser, la cambió una más, se viene André Gómez, debo pasar Jordi Alba, viene André Gómez para Jordi Alba, la última, le queda Messi, está, gol, gol. De Messi, del puto amo de Messi, del Barça, señores, en la última del partido, 47 minutos. Qué bárbaro, qué maravilla, qué deporte genial, carajo, qué deporte genial. Messi, monstruo total, Barça 3, Real Madrid 2, su majestad Messi, sí señor, Messi, lo gana el Barça en la última del partido, el Messi, sí, el 10, Messi, 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 Barça 3, Real Madrid 2, lo hizo Messi.
Contra 3, peligro, va por el medio, se va a cumplir el 46-40, recibe André Gómez, frontal del área, le dobla Jordi Alba, viene Jordi Alba, toca atrás, Messi, gol, 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 gol,
gol,
qué locura, qué locura, qué locura, gol del Barcelona. ¡Colosal! ¡Sublime! ¡Espectacular! ¡Soberbio! ¡Líder! 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 ¡Messi!
Gol que nos trae Cetelem.es.
¡Qué broche de oro para el partido memorable! ¡La contra del Barça! ¡Que es antiguo el dios del fútbol! ¡Crece! ¡Crece la leyenda del más grande! ¡La contra monumental! ¡El pase atrás de Jordi Alba! ¡La entrega atrás! ¡Y viene el inmortal! ¡Viene el eterno! ¡Viene el grandioso Mesías! ¡Con la sagrada túnica blaugrana! ¡Para profanar Chamartín! ¡El liderato! ¡Y explotar la liga! ¡La clavó! ¡Ni Keylor ni nadie! ¡No podían pararlo! ¡Soberbio! ¡Soberbio! ¡Messi guía al Barça! ¡Del Bernabéu al cielo! ¡Acabó! ¡Líder! ¡Líder! ¡Líder total! ¡Real Madrid 2! ¡Barcelona! ¡Monumental!
Vamos,
¡heroico Messi!
¡Acaba el partido!
¡3!
Es un 5 para 3. Puede ser la última del Barça. Conduce el balón André Gómez. André Gómez aguantando la llegada de Iniesta. Busca el pase para Jordi Alba. Saca el pase atrás. Le llega Messi que le pega. ¡Gol, gol, gol! ¡Gol, gol, 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 gol! ¡Gol, gol, gol!
Receta para inaugurar en el feudo madridista el minuto 90 y Messi con la contra.
jugada liderada por un espectacular box-to-box Sergi Roberto. Superó a Modric, superó la entrada posterior del centro del campo del Madrid. Habilitó a André Gómez, André Gómez salva y Alba se encomendó. ¿Quién sino al mejor pie izquierdo del mundo que apareció en el punto de penalti para culminar una actuación estratosférica? De nuevo en uno de sus jardines favoritos, como es el Bernabéu, para con pierna izquierda enviarla al fondo de la red y decirle que sí, que el Barça quiere luchar la Liga, que el Barça quiere pelearla hasta el final, volviendo a ganar, como es tradición los últimos años también en el Bernabéu. Marcó el Barça, se acabó el partido, sí, hay Liga, porque ha querido Messi en el último instante con ese zapato.
Mucha velocidad en el ataque, abre para André Gómez, le sale el paso a Carvajal, va a llegar la ayuda, Jordi Alba, punto de penalti, ¡gol! ¡Gol de Leo Messi! ¡Gol de Leo Messi sobre la bocina! ¡El tercero del Barcelona! Barcelona que enseña la camiseta al Bernabéu, va a recibir la cartulina amarilla, Leo Messi marca el tercero.
Es el dios del fútbol, pero Sergi Roberto, qué arrancada de Sergi Roberto. Este es el hombre, este gol proviene aquí.
El Madrid se va arriba a presionar la salida, sale de esa presión el Barça. Luego Jordi Alba, todo el partido llegando, y luego acaba Messi. Messi es el que nunca le va a fallar una jugada así.
Termina el partido.
Impresionante partido.
Termina un impresionante partido en el que el Barcelona ha ganado 2-3 en el marcador. Difícil explicarles todas las cosas que han pasado en 90 minutos.
Dijo de orar, es que Messi juega en el Barça.
Sí. Bien, esa es una manera de explicarlo.
El partido lo gana Messi realmente, o sea, es un partido épico que gana Messi.
Impresionante partido de fútbol que, repito, vamos a recordar mucho tiempo los aficionados, porque ha sido excepcional. El Barcelona se dirige a la zona de los aficionados blaugranas para festejar con ellos una victoria que les mete de off y off en el campeonato. Una victoria al límite, casi al estilo Ramos. Pero...
against PSG leading the break. Gomes looking for the overlap. Alba inside. It's Messi!
Empate en lo alto de la tabla, Real Madrid 2, Barcelona 3.
té Sergi Roberto, que surt amb una conducció interessant. Sergi Roberto també supera Marcelo. Sergi Roberto al saca central, dóna-la. Sergi Roberto amb André. André a la frontal de l'àrea, continua André. André la posa per Alba. Alba la posa per Messi, el xuta Messi, gol! Gol, 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 i Messi ensenya la samarreta del Barça al Bernabéu, i Messi ensenya el seu nom amb el 10 i li diu al Bernabéu: Lionel de nom, Messi de cognom, el dorsal és el 10 i sóc el millor. Conducció colossal de Sergi Roberto, passada per André. André veu com es desdobla Jordi Alba. Jordi Alba enrere per Messi. I la rosqueta amb l'esquerra del millor, de Lionel Messi, del 10. S'ha acabat el clàssic al Bernabéu. Ha guanyat el Barça. Ha guanyat el Barça. Ha guanyat el Barça in extremis. En l'últim instant, quan semblava que la Lliga s'havia acabat...
Gol del Camp.